President.
Prime Minister.
Europe.
Welcome.
Glad to have you here again.
Morning, man.
How are you?
Glad to have you again.
Foreign Minister, you come over here, please. Put you right in this chair. Mr. Ambassador, you sit there, please. At your usual seat, you remember.
Yes, sir.
We have our meetings in here, the friends.
Nice to see you, sir. Very good.
Sorry, we didn't see you.
Not happy.
Yes, yes. Sorry, it's not to see you. Oops. That's it. They want a picture.
Right, thank you very much.
I wish I could have come earlier to Washington immediately after our visit to Beijing, but since I had to attend the ministerial meeting in Australia, my visit to Washington has been delayed. But I'd like first to thank you a great deal for the very thoughtful welcome extended to the Prime Minister Tang and his party in Hawaii.
Interesting. 数回の手に模様並びに結果につきましたが、今はその対象を通じまして、後の方を申し上げておきましたので、本日はその点については
general outline and substance of the result of our meetings in Peking. I think we have informed you already through Ambassador Ingersoll.
Very much.
And I don't think I've dwelled on this to have to leave it today.
I want to say to the important very full States to aggregate its defense treaty with Japan.
Sure. to my heart, and I hear on the hill of Mother Chugo, no, quickly, and I put all the shells. The new field is Jojo, state of the government. The new head of the state, I'm going to have a good one. No, you know, what I'm
doing is the same state. I'm going to have a good one. We're going to hold that up there. は、安保条約を必要とするということを繰り返し、我々は多少それに対して不満を持っていても、この際特にこの問題に関わり合いを無念と適用したくはない。これはあくまで自衛官の問題であるということでございます。で、そういう北京側の非常に定期的な理解が
Well, we say that this Japan-US Security Treaty is a matter between Japan and the United States, and they did show their understanding to this point. They did understand quite well that Japan needs the Security Treaty, and they also said that although they were dissatisfied in some respects about Security Treaty, they would not, on that occasion, be prepared. Since this is a matter between Japan and the United States, and thanks to this realistic attitude taken by the Chinese side, this realistic attitude taken by the Chinese side helped us get here in the negotiation.
し谷の天安は自分の点で取りましたけれども、これは一応外交関係が設定されたというにすみませんので、問題はこれからであると思います。
Well, so the our negotiation with Beijing was successful and we've been able to put an end to this problem which has been pending for quite a number of years. It's only that we've been able to establish diplomatic relations with the king and to have real problems facing us now, real problems to tackle from now on. And it is our intention to grapple in a very sincere manner with the problems existing between Japan and China on the basis of full realization of what we should do and what we should not do for the purpose of bringing about peace to Asia.
Well, they don't. まあ、一応の理解は示してくれたんですけれども、国によって多少の不安を持って、そういうことでございます。私の国は不安を、
well, the reaction of this country is that in general they have shown understanding to us, but some of the countries seem to have some anxiety, some degree of anxiety, and we believe that it is our task to try to eliminate that sort of anxiety about some of
カンチ、台湾につきましては、その後、最大に、状況は平穏でございまして、何らの不幸な事態は起きていないので、
We are happy that as far as Taiwan is concerned, as far as Taiwan is concerned, luckily things are quite peaceful, and we have had no unfortunate incidents. Thus, we are quite happy about
it. The question is that now, internet contact point
We are now making preparations to establish a contact point in Taiwan, a non-governmental contact point in Taiwan. At the same time, we are carrying on aviation and shipping as before, the traffic of airplanes and ships as before. And on the question of tariffs, also, although our diplomatic relations have disappeared, we have come to maintain the same preference tariffs.
そのコンタクトポイントは一応の機能を果たすとともに大使館取り立てのメディアを出すことでおります。そしてそれらのことは一切事前にベニエンテールにインフォームいたしておりますけれども、ベニエンテールからはノーという点には聞いております。地方の理解を示してくれると思います。
And when this contact point starts functioning, we will be closing down our embassy and consulate staff. And we have informed Peking in advance of all this, but we have had no negative reaction from it yet. I think they have, which probably shows the understanding. That is the brief report that I have to make to you on our trip to Peking.
I'd like to take a point to the President of the country. What's happening in Korea? Is he very healthy, very good?
can make it. Being useful to that little bit of the world. That's a high grade of the tumor. When it comes to your grade, it's not really so. You don't get that, but it doesn't say. So, to do your so you chop voice, I hear that. So, it is that. So, take a minute.
Of course, welcome
not want to give the South Koreans any reason to feel that we desert them. Because that peninsula could blow up again. And of course, that would affect Japan as well as us.
もちろん我々としては韓国と北朝鮮との間の接触を歓迎するけれども、何か韓国に対して私たちが韓国を見捨てているというような、印象を与えてはいけないと思います。というのはその韓国が再びそれが爆発するようなことも想像できると考えられていますので、そういう爆発的な事件があると、それはもちろんアメリカのみならず日本にとっても重要な意味を持っています。
I know the foreign minister, with his long experience in international affairs, will agree with this observation. We usually have our eyes only on the big names. Japanese new relationship with PRC, the U.S. new relationship with PRC, the Japanese meeting with the Soviet, the new developments in Europe, the big countries. But wars so often come out of failing to handle problems like Korea, Vietnam adequately. And I would hope that we could keep the closest touch to try to cool that situation. Reassure the South Koreans so that it doesn't explode again.
まあ大臣は国際の舞台で非常に経験の方の味方の方でありますので、私のこれから申し上げることにはどう考えるであろうと思いますけれども、私たちはどうしたって言えば、それは人間にだけ目をつける傾向があると思います。例えば今のところで、それが日本が新しく中朝と関係を取り出し、あるいは米国が中朝に対して新しく関係を改善していくとか、あるいは日本とソビエトが新しく進展する傾向、あるいは欧州諸国において行われる進展というのだけに目をつける傾向があります。私たちが小さなところにどっちかというと、それを見逃すかというような傾向があって、そしてそういうところ、ベトナムみたいに、あるいは韓国みたいなところでは、案外何か爆発するようなことが、恐れてきもなるものだし、それから韓国についても、私たちが自分たちに切な関係、協議を続けて、そして韓国の事態を、それを定着させるように努力を払うことは、あるし、そして韓国で再び何か爆発しないようなことを防ぐためには努力すべきだと思います。
今年から始まりました。韓国の国家の国内計画、もうだんだん着実な方に立ってき、それからとりわけ農村振興運動というものに非常に専用的に取り組んで、この国内計画を終えますと、地方自立経済を達成できるのではないかという希望を韓国の政府である国民は持ち始めております。韓国の内政はようやく本筋に乗ってきた感じがいたしておりますので、私は今度の措置はこの時代に最終的基盤を緩みないものにしようという、非常にポジティブな措置ではないかというように感じています。で、今、それぞれが言われたように、大きな問題は小さい問題で、Thank you.
very energetically pursuing this program of rural development. Both the government and the people of the Republic of Korea are beginning to hope that when this plan period ends, they will be able to place Korea on the basis of self-sustained economy. And I think we can say that domestic politics in Korea is beginning to be on a steady track. And from that point of view, I have the impression that the measures, the very recent measures that they have taken, may have a positive significance in that they may be designed to place Korea on a firm financial or economic basis. And as you correctly pointed out, Mr. President, I think we should take every care not only about the big gains but also about the small gains, and we might understand the importance of this sort of view, and I believe that Japan should take every care about the small gains as well.
I had a good meeting with your colleague, Sir Alec Hume, when he was here. And we discussed again the importance of the great economic powers, the European community, including the British, Japan, and the United States, to have, and Canada, of course, to have the closest concentration in the development of a more stable international monetary system, and also in development of programs to reduce barriers in trade. I think we considered, as I told the Prime Minister when we met in Hawaii, we considered it very important that that Japan, and for that matter the United States, not be cut out of the great developments in Europe. It would be very, very detrimental to the cause of more trade and better relations if the new European community becomes a bloc. Confronts it, and the United States confronts it. The time to avoid that happening is to have the most dramatic discussions where we all participate as equals, Japan, the U.S., and the European countries.
そこで、まだ私たちが話したことは、日本もアメリカ、カナダも、そして EC、欧州諸国、イギリスも入れて、いわばその経済大国がみんなできる限り緊密に連絡を探し、そして今後一層安定した国際通貨制度を作り上げる上においても、また貿易に対するその障壁を減らしていくプログラムを設定する上においても、両面においてはそれぞれの経済大国が、まあ、緊密な協議を行うべきである点で、今一致してたので、私はハワイで言いましたように、まあ、アメリカも、もちろん日本も、今回欧州で行われようとする偉大なの発展の結果として、共同市場から、アメリカの土地も封鎖されないような結果になってもらいたい点を重ねてここで強調したいと思います。まあ、私たちとしてはやはりそのより拡大した貿易体制、またよりいい関係を作り出すためにおいてはこの協力が必要であると思います。もしもここで維新がブロック
Our desire to have a settlement before the election.
これ非常に関心深い点でありまして、これも大臣が総理大臣にもぜひ伝えていただきたい点でありますけれども、まあ米国の選挙があと3週間ぐらいしかないので、米国側としては何か選挙日までに交渉成功に終わるため何か譲るのかどうかという、まあ、憶測はたくさん見られます。
That is totally untrue. The situation is altogether different from 1968. Then a bombing halt did have a positive effect in building up Mr. Humphrey and his race for the presidency. Today, Vietnam is not a Navy issue for us. Consequently, I have directed Dr. Kissinger that in all these negotiations, we must not take the election at all. Do what is right. If we can make the right kind of a deal now, we make it. And if not, the way to let the election, which we think is the sound way to approach this. In that connection, too, that means that there will be no bombing halt before the election, unless there is a settlement. There will be no pressures on our negotiators to make a bad settlement now because of the election pending. This is our position.
Then Masayu's also no contrast as my mother. 今日現在の状態が1968年の状態と正反対の68年においては、もちろんそこで僕が提唱したことによっては本当に候補が大変無力になったわけであり、絶望的な効果があったわけですけれども、今回の選挙においてはそれがそれほど否定的な争点ではないわけであります。したがって私は金属ベルト大阪に対して全ての交渉においては今回の選挙を構わないでやってほしいと、正しいことをやるようにと私は命じているわけであります。もしも今の段階で私たちが公正なその解決が見られるようなことがあればもちろんそれでありますけれども、今はそれができなければ選挙が済んでも後に持ち越してもよろしい。ですからこれが非常に、まあ、その健全な立場だと思います。で、その関連においては選挙を前にして何か総括的な解決が見られない限りは国爆停止中止ということはないと証拠を伝えたいと思います。で、私たちが交渉に参加する者に対してはやはり選挙を前にして、まあ、多少悪くても何か解決しなきゃならないというような圧力を一つもかけていない、選挙があるから急げということは一つ。
Also, the foreign minister should know, and the prime minister should know that any speculation of the effect that we will agree with the other side to impose a coalition government on South Vietnam is totally false. We will never agree to that.
で、外務大臣をはじめ総理大臣もこれを知るべき点だと思います。米国が南ベトナム政府に対して何かその両立内閣を強いて強制させるような憶測は全て根拠のない偽りの憶測であります
。We want peace, but it must be peace with honor. And peace with honor means that the people of South Vietnam must not have imposed upon the communist government against their will.
もちろん私たちは平和を好んでいるわけでありますが、それは公営を伴う平和でなければいけないと思います。すなわち南ベトナムの国民の意思を違反して向こうの意思を無視して何かそういった形の平和を強いて形成させることじゃないことを
I would say finally, however, that shares that view. We still are far apart in some critical areas, but we are making extraordinary efforts to negotiate seriously, hoping to end the war. And if the other side continues to negotiate in a serious way, there's a chance, not a certainty, but a chance that it can be brought to an end in a reasonable time. But the election is not the key. That's a thing that must be understood. Many do not know, do not understand.
Then, I'd like to ask this, there are so that they don't spend so much while they're keeping out, time out of you for the life. First day, mom, from Central, Yamaha, in the Itahasma, the Central, my wife, they're keeping out. First day, Imam, the Lankai, or I start to have one Central. もちろんそれはその参戦する、まあ、両側にとりましては栄光ある形でこの戦争を終了化しなければならないことであると思いますが、で今の段階になって多少相手側においても私たちの味方と全く、まあ、同感するような見解を持っていることを信ずるみたいなような証拠があると思います。まあ非常に重要な分野においてはまだだいぶ隔たりが見られるようでありますけれども、我々としては一重心その努力を払って、そして真剣に交渉するためには努力しているわけでありますが、私たちはもちろんこの戦争を終わらせる希望を持っているわけです。そして相手側においては真剣、またはその誠意を持って交渉を続けるならば戦争が終わる、まあ、確実ではないけれどもチャンスがあると思います。でそこでそれは戦況と結びつきが絶対ないというのはそれは絶対ないようですけれども、やはり脱法なる期間内においてこの戦争を終わらせるチャンスがあるということであります。
あの時間が話してほしいですね。私はそれからモスクワの方へ立ち寄って例えば読んでたんですけども、そういうふうになりまして最近の民主の間に共通法が拡大したというか通商協定ができたり、いろいろ交渉が進展しているようなことがあるんですけれども、最近の米ソ協定
積極的な段階に入る。
もちろんその総理権が多少あるわけでありますけれども、私たちがその分野においては非常にポジティブなその話し合いも続けていると。で、それを続けている間は意見がだんだん上がってくるような傾向です。
Now, with regard to biases that were observed in the, I would only observe that the reason Soviet and the United States have developed a relationship and Soviet became a developing relationship is that on both sides we have not been sentimental or emotional, but we each have consulted our interests. The communist leaders understand that and respect them. I think that in you go to Japan, I think the Soviet leaders, you will find respect Japan as a great people and an enormously powerful economic force. And you will be in a good bargaining position, not a weak one. And they will be in a good bargaining position too. And that is the way to talk to them, which of course the foreign minister knew all along.
Thank you. went to the other night.
I know.
How old are you, which really?
You're probably a future board minister.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.